This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hacker tried to poison the water system in Pinellas County, Florida.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pinellas County is part of the Tampa-St. Petersburg-Clearwater, Florida area. The Senate has approved President Biden's nominee to be Deputy Defense Secretary, making her the first woman to be confirmed for the job by the Senate. Senators confirmed Kathleen Hicks in a voice vote Monday night. Hicks served as deputy under Secretary of Defense during the Obama administration. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A 275-foot Japanese submarine collided with a commercial ship on Monday about 31 miles off the southwest coast of Japan. Japan's defense ministry said that the crew on board the Soryu-class submarine spotted the ship through its scope. It tried to avoid the ship but was unsuccessful. The collision damaged the submarine's communication system. Kyoto News reported that the crew used a cell phone to report the accident. Three in the sub's crew suffered minor injuries. The Navy did not identify the commercial ship. A Louisiana woman who went viral after struggling to remove Gorilla Glue from her hair claims that neither the hospital nor the company's advice helped remove the hardened adhesive. Tessica Brown hired an attorney because Gorilla Glue's product label warns against not using on eyes, skin, or clothing. It did not mention hair. Gorilla Glue reps say its product is not intended for use in or on hair as it is considered permanent. The impeachment trial of Donald Trump begins in the Senate today. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Center for Disease Control has announced about 10% of the U.S. population has been given a COVID-19 vaccine. Getting us up to date on the COVID fight, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have a uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Trump administration last November announced the federal government would partner with several pharmacies, including Albertsons, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, and Publix, to administer COVID-19 vaccines. NASCAR is featuring a rare road course race tonight. The Busch Clash at Daytona will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got George Barna with us. Yes, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good here because you always got something new up your sleeve. And, of course, people thought, well, you know, with all the pressure the squad was putting on the Democratic Party and on the country and the talk about socialism, they were all excited before the election. But, you know, you wonder, was it all hype? Because reality is setting in and we're finding out that, you know, socialism, not all that big a deal.
Yeah, I mean, what we're finding is that Americans are coming to realize that so much of what they've heard about socialism is kind of smoke and mirrors. It's effective marketing. But then when you actually have to take those practices, those beliefs, those principles, and convert them into a system of governance that are going to affect the way that we live from moment to moment, more and more Americans, it appears, are waking up and say, whoa, that's really not what I bargained for. That's not what I voted for, certainly. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something other than Donald Trump. That's what I voted for those who didn't vote for him. Mm-hmm. But they're not saying that they voted for socialism.
Well, did they not think that socialism and Joe Biden were near synonymous, or was it their hatred towards Donald Trump blinded them to such a degree that they could no longer connect with the reasoning part of their brain?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the hatred for Mr. Trump as well as the long practiced naivete of the American population. I don't say that to put us down, but I mean, clearly all the research I've been doing for the last 25, 30 years related to politics, governance, society, et cetera, has shown that we don't think very deeply about the nature of the context in which we live. We don't understand an awful lot about how government works. We don't dig deep enough to really have a good grip on this. So there was some blind faith that if we simply put Donald Trump out of office, whatever comes in next has got to be better. And so we're not going to have to worry. And all the wacky stuff that we've heard about, that's never going to happen because it's so extreme. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are having their eyes opened.
Well, and the other thing, too, maybe they're realizing that they've been duped a bit by the media and by the media en masse. I'm talking the establishment media, big tech, all that pig piled on Donald Trump. And, you know, previously, this is what Democrats have been very successful in doing. And that is they've been able with their narratives to characterize an opponent. I mean, you know, George Bush, his father, him, the younger, you know, it doesn't matter. But if you have an R in front of your name, you're subject to narrative.
In this country, you're exactly right, Bill, because the problem is that people rely upon the media to convey to them the reality of the world rather than digging deeper and trying to figure out, yeah, but are they telling me the truth? We accept the fact that, well, you know, they're saying it. They've got pictures. they're putting the captions under the pictures, but the captions must be true. You know, the narrative around the words, that must be true. They wouldn't sit there and lie to us. And, you know, again, it's that naivete where we're too trusting of those who are controlling the messages that are defining for us what's happening in the world. When in point of fact, it is all smoke and mirrors. That's not what's happening in the world. We are being lied to consistently. And I'm shocked, frankly, at how little people are doing in response to that. Now that we can see very clearly, that's what's being done to us.
I guess part of what disturbs me, George, as you know, and gosh, I think we've known each other probably for 5-6 years now, is that I'm a student of learning. I mean, I want to know more tomorrow than I knew today. And that has been my quest. Sometimes I feel like Don Quixote, and I'm looking for Sancho Pancho and go find a windmill I can chase down or something. I don't know, but it's just that, you know, that's my illusion, if you want to say that. But I just, I feel that, you know, that's what I want out of this. And I guess it disturbs me when my fellow man, when I want them to be on a similar journey, because you can only be as smart as those that are around you, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Again, looking back historically at all the research I've been doing, it seems like maybe 20, 25 years ago, there was a major shift in our culture where people went from wanting knowledge and wisdom to wanting experiences and saying in kind of a postmodern mindset, experiences are what really matter. Experiences and relationships, share those experiences with others. And as part of that experience, there was also a shift where people went from defining success to what it is now, which is basically happiness and comfort. Mm-hmm. And so we're not digging to get to the truth. In fact, most Americans don't believe there is any such thing as absolute moral truth. So they're not going to dig for something they don't think exists. When in point of fact, their driving force is they simply want to feel good. Mm-hmm. Most Americans think of themselves as good. And now they want to feel good. So they want that happiness, that comfort, that convenience, that sense of community with people who will accept them as they are, not hold them accountable, not push them to grow. Growth is a dying industry in America.
Exactly. Well, and that's the sad part because, you know, if you're not growing and enlarging yourself, then, you know, you really are a perfect candidate for socialism, because socialism promotes mediocrity, right?
Yeah, and in addition to that, it also produces an environment where you're allowed, in fact, encouraged to check your brain in at the door. Because the whole idea behind it is there is an elite group that will run everything for you. They'll take care of you. Maybe it's not going to be up to your standards, but you're not going to have to worry about anything. You'll be happier. You'll be sufficiently comfortable, et cetera, et cetera. All the lies start pouring in. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, socialism is that kind of environment where, you know, it's you have to rely on the government because the government is your caretaker. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thankfully, more Americans appear to be waking up to the implications of that. Is it too little, too late? I don't know. We'll find out. But hopefully more and more people will start catching on.
And I think that we've been given some hints with natural medicine, Obamacare. We saw what was happening. The very thing that we were warned about is the very thing that happened. You know, they said that there wouldn't be any kind of, you know, classification of people and limiting resources and that sort of thing. But everything that was discussed and debated about and canceled is what came about with Obamacare. And, of course, the general refrain is, you know, which comes from all socialists and those on the left and progressives, is that, well, we just didn't have enough time nor money. If you gave us time and a little bit more money, we'd fix this thing for sure, right?
Well, of course. And one of the unfortunate realities of socialism is in order for the elites to control everything, which is how that system works, everybody's got to be put in neat little boxes, and, yeah, you can complain all you want, but it basically goes into the shredder. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have time for that. We're trying to manage everything, and there's no system that does that effectively. It's never worked anywhere really effectively. And so, yeah, I mean, it is this smoke and mirrors approach to governance and to the life that they want you to live.
Exactly. And even democracy, as good as it is, can't even get there either, George Barna. And we've got to take a quick break. We've got more from George after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And his latest research reveal is that there is a rapid decline in popular support for socialism. Are you surprised? With less than a third of all American adults, 32%, preferring it to capitalism in the wake of the 2020 election, or some might say in the woke of the 2020 election. after reaching a peak of 41% of all U.S. adults in 2018. I say to the kids all the time, George, experience defines preference. Maybe a little bit of experience of socialism and the fact that people are looking into it. Although I will say this, as you look into it, big tech is doing what they can to kind of scrub out, you know, some of the real reporting that has been done about socialism. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and I think we can expect more of that unless there is going to be more pushback. You know, and part of the thing that worries me about these numbers, that this is really encouraging, the fact that we dropped from 41% to 32% who say that they would prefer socialism to capitalism. But having an attitude, having a preference is one thing. Acting on that preference, making sure that you get what you're seeking is very different. And so here we are in the middle of, you know, the Biden administration going whole hog on trying to expand its powers, trying to undo everything that the Trump administration had done as quickly as possible. You know, it kind of reminds you of the old novels, Brave New World and 1984 and the others, where part of that was, look, we got to wipe the public consciousness from what the alternatives were. We want them to only know one way of thinking and living, and that's the way that we prescribe. And that's the role that big tech and the mainstream media are playing, and they're playing it very effectively right now. Somebody's got to step in and stop it.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I think a good number to note that the people of faith, adults who hold to a worldview, were the least likely to approve of socialism, and in also understanding that what they're doing is, in a sense, is they're offering us a new God. They're saying, hey, your God, the big G God, is irrelevant, and our God, the little G God, is the new God. This is your new golden cow that has come out of the fires just for you for a time such as this.
Well, of course, you know, when you look at a worldview such as Marxism, which would always say that socialism is far superior to a democratic republic like we have, you know, their approach is government is your God. There can be no other God. We have the authority. We need the power. We will take care of you. We're in charge and control of everything. And so that's the trade-off here, is really, do you want to give up all of your freedoms in order to have bigger and more government that's dictating everything from the prices you pay at the gas, you know, the gas station, to what you're paying in the grocery markets, to how high your taxes are, and on and on and on and on. That's what a socialist government wants to do. Yeah. And so Americans really do need to make a choice. We should have made a better choice in the last election. We didn't. But what that means is, okay, so we do have to be planning. We do have to be looking forward, which is not something that Americans tend to do. We become a nation of people that live from moment to moment, just worried about how do I get through the day. And I understand that. But in terms of what kind of options and opportunities are going to be available to us in those future days, we've got to be thinking about that very strategically right now and acting very intentionally to make sure that we still have the freedom to take advantage of other options and opportunities.
Exactly. Well, George, you said earlier, the people are reacting. I mean, look what's happened. You get the Biden administration cancels out thousands of jobs. Keystone XL pipeline, he's pretty much put the country on notice that being energy independent is not all that important. And look at our gas prices already. It didn't take any time at all for them to start to creep up.
Well, it didn't. And, you know, going back to the release that we talked about last time, the report we put out then about what do Americans actually want our future policies to be, it's ironic, I think, that people voted out Mr. Trump. And then we look at what Americans want in terms of policies, and they were essentially the policies that he was pursuing. They voted in Mr. Biden, and we look at the policies he's putting in, and what the research is showing is that those are not things that most Americans want. Some progressives and liberals do, absolutely. Mm. But in terms of the majority of Americans, no, they don't want the stuff that's being jammed down our throats right now. And so, of course, the biggest irony of all is here's a person who has a platform of, we've got to unite the nation. Well, you don't unite the nation by giving people what they don't want.
Exactly.
And ignoring the things they do.
Well, and especially when there still remains questions about the election. I know it's not politically correct to bring that up, but boy, that's the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. How do you get to unification when you've got more questions than answers? And, you know, which is the form of the left anyway, is that, look, I already told you it's old news. Get over it. That's just the way it is. But it's not settled in the minds of people. All they've done is just regressed and said, okay, I'm just not going to participate, and I'll go about my business. And every once in a while, when the conversation comes up, boy, I'll tell you, it goes from 0 to 10 when you're looking at the thermometer. It heats up pretty quick.
Yeah, it's true. You know, and one of the hallmarks of unity is that you've got to have open discussion. You're never going to force people to be unified. That's not unity.
Right.
So we've got to rethink this whole approach that is being offered to us now. Yeah, there's got to be some conflict to get to that point of unity, because we're going to have that open discussion. It's not going to be comfortable at first. But we've got to come to grips with the issues that are dividing us. And the only way to do that is to move through that conflict to a point of consensus and understanding and trust. And you cannot build trust when you don't allow people to have open discussion.
Exactly. Well, George, going back to what we said earlier in terms of experience, a number that sticks out for me are those Americans ages 30 to 49 that you report on. It's probably the biggest decline, you know, a 15 percentage point decline from 49 to 34% of that age group. I mean, we're talking, you know, a short number of years outside of campus life that is all but accused of turning our kids into socialists. And they go out and experience a little bit of life, and socialism is the last thing they want to be participating in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about Gen X there, which has been a generation that's really struggled to find itself, struggled to find its voice within our society, struggled to be accepted for who they are. And, you know, they thought for a while, well, socialism may be the way to go. And so you have basically half of about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, who were saying, yeah, that's what we need to do, is move towards socialism. And now it's dropped down to a third. That is a huge, very rapid drop. And it's indicative of a generation that said, you know, we've been flailing about here, trying to figure out how life works, what does work, what doesn't, what we want. And the more that we've seen what's been talked about by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and all the rest, you know, Barack Obama. Yeah. As we're now getting a taste of it, yeah, we're really not for it. We don't think that's the way to go. And I think that could be the point on the spear for changing the trajectory of where America is going to go. Yes, there's, you know, the integrated disciples, people with a biblical worldview, only 12% want to move towards socialism. Sage cons, the spiritually active, governance engaged conservatives, only 12% want to move towards socialism. So yeah, you've got that foundation to build on. But then when you get a large generation like Gen X saying, nah, wrong choices. We've got to move back to having a capitalistic society. And if we don't like the way it's working, let's fix that. Mm-hmm. But let's not throw the whole thing out.
Well, the other thing, too, was the power of a biblical worldview. George, we only got about 30 seconds left here, so we can't get into much discussion on it, so we'll have to continue this later. But a biblical worldview seems to be the best defense against the proliferation of socialism, which is what the ACO president said. George Barnum, professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, appreciate it. God bless.
You too, Bill.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hacker tried to poison the water system in Pinellas County, Florida.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in a water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pinellas County is part of the Tampa-St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida area. The Senate has approved President Biden's nominee to be Deputy Defense Secretary, making her the first woman to be confirmed for the job by the Senate. Senators confirmed Kathleen Hicks in a voice vote Monday night. Hicks served as deputy under Secretary of Defense during the Obama administration. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, we also have relationships and marriages to save. Why not, huh? Hey, for those of you that have this foreboding feeling that you sense that maybe Valentine's Day is around the corner, because everywhere you go, you start seeing some hearts, and people are trying to, you know, sell you roses, you know, so that you could hand out and some other ideas. Look, at the answer to your prayers is here. We've got Jay and Laura LaFoon with us. Their new book, Ultimate Date Night, 52 Amazing Dates for Busy Couples. Jay and Laura, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Hey, I got to tell you, you guys, you could have had a better time. Maybe last week might have been a little bit better, because anytime we can get a running start on Valentine's Day, that's win-win for everybody, isn't it?
It sure is.
Absolutely.
Yes, if we can help the guys, you know, plan ahead and make a little surprise, that's always a good thing.
Well, Jay and Laura, maybe you agree with this, because I actually had one female type mention earlier that, hey, women have a responsibility for Valentine's Day too, right?
You know, it's interesting, because we talk about the fact that when you get married, you got to remember what you did to get your spouse is what you've got to do to keep your spouse. And so, yes, ladies, you need to flirt. You need to, you know, bat your eyes at us and, you know, make us a little hot under the collar. And you can do that with wonderful gifts at Valentine's Day.
And Laura, you know that's easy, right? Because us guys, we're pretty easy in that regard, aren't
we? No, really, it is. Like, you know, I can buy Jay a dozen golf balls, or I can buy him some cologne. He's going to be happy. We're a little more difficult because, you know, this year I may want jewelry, and next year I may just want flowers. And then I'm always dropping hints. That's the easy thing for Jay. I'm always like, you know, hey, you could do this for Valentine's Day.
Jay, you're lucky. What about the guys that have to live with somebody that doesn't believe in hints, and they believe in that, I don't know whoever put out that goofy idea that if you really loved me, you would know what I want, right?
Right. Because because men are mind readers, right? Yeah.
No, not that I've ever experienced that, okay? You're not seeing any marks on my body, you know, that testify to that. I it's only what I've heard.
Right, right. Well, there are certain things that women just know, and there are certain things that men just know. The problem is we don't know what the other one, you know, just knows. I mean, like, you know, I love it when I get that question at one of our conferences or our date nights, you know, why can't he just know? I turned to the lady and I said, so tell me about a Tampa 2 defense. So just go dumbfounded. I mean, well, you know, basic Tampa 2 defense, everybody should know that, you know.
Right, and exactly.
There's just stuff that guys know and there's stuff that girls know. And you know, we wish we just knew. I mean, honestly, we love our wives and wish we just knew, but I let women know, men are not stupid, but we are ignorant, and ignorance can be educated, so continue to educate us.
Yes, and ladies, your husband is not a mind reader, so we do have to, you know, leave a magazine open that has a piece of jewelry in it or your favorite, you know, perfume or drop hints, because that's the way you're going to get exactly what you want.
Exactly.
Because if not, you're going to end up with something you don't want, and then you're going to be more upset because you didn't just know.
Right.
So take matters into your own
hands. Right. Here, honey, here's the new spatula.
Right. Yeah, I got to tell you, Jay, I had a friend I worked with in Los Angeles, and she was brilliant. Oh, you know, I just loved her because what she did, you know, was her birthday or Christmas or whatever. There was no hints. It was just a list. Here's a list, you know, right there. It was on the mirror. I mean, it, you know, because the thing is, it happens, as I was sharing with people earlier, you know, Valentine's one day, but, you know, that's or any event of that one day is you know, is a good day. But then it's the next day. It's when the ladies go to the office and they say, oh, what did Jay get you? And you know, and if Laura's got the right answer and makes the other girls, you know, envious and all that, you know, you're a hero. But if you fell short on that particular day and some other husband went out and hit a grand slam home run, I mean, you've got 364 days to make up for that.
And they don't forget, you know.
Yes, we were talking to our son and his wife last night via FaceTime, and we asked him if we could come babysit so they could go out for Valentine's this weekend. And our son said, it's Valentine's Day already?
Oh, my God.
And his wife said, I've already got your Valentine. Apparently, you haven't got mine. So the good part of that is we do get to go babysit because he doesn't have a gift, so he's going to have to take her out for dinner and do something.
Well, of course, now you have to babysit for the entire week.
Because, yeah.
You know... Well, actually, well, you could give him a copy of your book.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
we could.
Yeah. Well, Laura, your story about how you and Jay met, tell our audience about it, how you guys, and obviously, I mean, I can sense the immediate chemistry that still continues after all these short years.
Well, we met on a blind date. One of my best childhood friends. Was married, and they were moving back to the city of Atlanta, Georgia, which is where I grew up. And she had this guy living in their apartment with them. And she said, hey, we're going to go to a Braves game. Do you want to go? I'll set you up with this guy. I'm like, sure. What else do I have to do?
Right.
And so we went to a Braves game on July 3rd and on July...
It was July 4th.
July 4th. On July 14th. He asked me to marry him. So it was pretty quick, you know.
Jay, what was in those fireworks?
Oh, yeah, exactly. What he didn't tell you is this, that we went on the blind date on July 4th.
You told me to tell the story.
That's right. The story.
Yeah.
She had moved back from college and was living with her mom for the summer. And the next morning, over breakfast, she told her mom that she was going to marry me. And over the next 10 days, in Atlanta, Georgia, she managed for her path and my path to cross 8 of those next 10 days. We didn't know it then, but we have a word for that now. It's called stalking.
Yes.
So there's a wonderful saying. It says that a man chases a woman until she catches him. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what happened with us.
Well, that's amazing that, I mean, because you hear all the pundits who talk about, you know, the a correct process is you have to be with somebody at least a year to go through every season of the year. You can tell I've read those books. And you know, so that you know for sure that this is the one. But Jay, boy, that 4 days later, I mean, that's amazing. You knew right then that Laura, there was no way you were going to let her go.
Actually, I'm the one that knew right away. It took him a couple days.
It took me 10 whole days.
Well, that's because guys are we're a little slow. Remember, we're the ones you have to leave hints for.
Yeah, that's the ignorant part there. I had to educate him that I was the one for him.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and you know, 36 years later, they're still wondering if it's going to work. So that it's been very.
They're still betting against you, huh?
That's right. It's been all smoke and mirrors, Bill. It's been all smoke and mirrors.
Well, hey, you know, congratulations. I mean, because, you know, sadly, you think about marriages today, according to some statistics, roughly, you know, 10% of the people who are married have what they would call a fulfilled relationship. And what you are enjoying is a bit extraordinary. It's something that other people look to and say, oh, wow, I wish I had what Jay and Laura had. And that's not to say, even though, Laura, you knew instantly that this was the guy you were going to marry, like you say, it's take a lot of education, right? You've had to retrain him and, you know, and break him of all his bad habits and all that good stuff.
Actually, it was the other way around. He had to train me of all my best. He's a firstborn. I'm a middle child. You know, mm-hmm. Hey, whatever comes my way, that's good. He's got the right way and the wrong way to do everything. So, yes, right. it's been quite the ride, for sure.
Well, it's interesting because, yes, we've got a great marriage. But, you know, great marriages take a lot of work, a lot of pain, mm-hmm. a lot of crying, a lot of misunderstanding. And that's part of... You know, joy and sadness are not opposites. They're two sides to the same coin.
Right.
And so we would never know joy if we didn't know sadness. And so when we have those times in our marriage, when things are rough, we take that as an opportunity to be educated into how do we come through this together.
Yeah, as long as you're committed to get on the other side and still choose the other, right? That the first principle of the marriage, that commitment that you made all those years ago still sticks. It's still what you hold to. It's your North Star, regardless of the bumps, because the bumps will come. You know, the peaks and valleys of marriage will happen. There's no doubt about it. Hey, we're talking with Jay and Laura LaFoon and about their new book, An Ultimate Date Night.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're sharing the love here, as you can tell. Ultimate Date Night, 52 amazing dates for busy couples. Awesome book. You need to get your hands on this. Give you some great ideas. Keep you both out of trouble. I mean, as we were talking about, such a small minority, really, by comparison of people that are married, have a what you would, you know, declare as a fulfilled marriage relationship. And it's really sad when you think about, you know, not that long ago, you're in front of God, in front of your friends and family and everything, you know, sharing your vows, you know, till death do us part. I don't know. Can we still say till death do us part? I mean, I don't know. It's any more with this all this political correct stuff, but that's what gets in the way because you know, beyond the political correctness, there's reality. You know, how do we make it stick? Why is it that Jay and Laura LaFoon were lucky enough, you know, happened to be on that special 4th of July night? The rocket's red glare was enough to ignite a relationship that they knew, or at least she knew right away that he was the one. And, you know, and things are still rolling along, you know, wonderfully. And they're blessing us with this book. And I'm telling you, this is a true blessing, Ultimate Date Night. Because if you're off track in your marriage, I mean, I just can't imagine, Jay, that people will say, hey, you know, I want to marry you so that 5 years later we get divorced. And we meet some attorneys that we'll never, ever deal with again. We'll give them half of our assets and live happily, unhappily ever after.
Yeah, one of the things we love to remind people of is when you're having a rough patch in your marriage, you've got really three options. One is to remain miserable. Mm-hmm. The other is to fix the problem. And the third is divorce. And the problem with that third option is the junk that's causing your pain right now is still going to remain there. And you're going to take that junk because it's part my junk, part her junk. It's our junk. You're going to take that junk into the next relationship. So why not, instead of remaining miserable, why not seek help to solve the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, why go out and destroy somebody else's life? Laura, you know, I've said to people who have come to me and have said, hey, like as if I'm some sort of marriage counselor, and that's a whole other story I have to tell you one time with Bob Barker, because I used to go in and Truth or Consequences when I was in the Marine Corps, and I would take Marines coming in from Vietnam and take them. You remember that surprise meeting they would have at Truth or Consequences?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of deal. Okay, well, I would do that. And Bob Barker, when I was, you know, I had finished up my service, he told the audience that I was going to go into the marriage counseling business. So, you know, little did he know. But, you know, I would get people, you know, that would come to me and, you know, ask me these questions. And I told them, I said, based on what I understood and personal experience, is you end up marrying your ex. And they go, what do you mean? And to Jay's point, is that you've got junk, you know, and... But sometimes it's hard to discern what junk is your junk and what junk is her junk. And now you're bringing that confusion into a new marriage. And because the way God designed us in such a way, we're looking for that complementary mate, that completer in us. And whatever's lacking in us, our body instinctively, subconsciously knows that we've got to find that match, right? And so here it is. We take our junk, now further complicated because we've had a failed experience. And again, this is in a general context. Everybody's got their reasons and all that kind of stuff. But I'm just talking just in a general philosophical space, right?
Yes, and we talked to a lot of remarried couples who have said, you know, if we had known it was going to be this hard, you know, the second time, we maybe would have worked harder on the first. You know, I think we go into marriage thinking it's a fairy tale, it's actually ever after. And when crisis comes and when trouble comes, we're like, this can't be right. You know, I thought that this is supposed to be love. And so they give up and they move on and not realizing that, yeah, now the second one's going to be just as hard, if not harder, depending on all the stuff you have to deal with, you know, if you have kids and blending families and all that. So it's marriage is difficult no matter what.
we talk about the big three freight trains in marriage, and these are the ones that can cause some serious trouble. Freight train number one is money. Whether you've got money or you don't have money, money's an issue. Freight train number two is sex, because we're created differently and we have different appetites. And freight train number three are in-laws, because we come from very different families of origin, and we're trying to blend those two families.
And what we found is we date each other as we're in love before we get married. We stand at the altar and we say, I do, and then we say, I don't. I don't have to do those things with you anymore. And so then that's why we wrote the Ultimate Date Night book, was because people were always asking us, well, Jaymore, we don't know what to do on a date. You tell us we should be dating, but we don't know what to do. We like to do different things. So that's why we wrote the book in the first place, was to give people a stepping off point.
Exactly.
Here's a book. Go put your finger on a page and do that one this week or whatever.
Yeah, figure out, go through, and after 52 amazing dates, you might be surprised as to what happens, you know, with your relationship. Jay, you might appreciate this. When I was in Bible college, we had, you know, just an awesome instructor, and we had guest instructors that would come in, and this one was happened to be, he was very heavily involved in men's ministry. His name was Ed Cole, and Dr. Cole came in. And he opened up the class, and there was, you know, about 200 of us there, pretty much split 50-50. And he goes, well, let me give it to you straight. He goes, men, you got the money. Ladies, you have the sex. And each of you want what the other has. Class dismissed.
That'll preach. That'll preach. And interestingly enough, now that many women are in the workforce, a lot of times they are... One of the reasons for getting a divorce is I'm self-sufficient. I don't need him anymore.
Right.
And that is its reality. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but it does make it easier and easier and easier to get a divorce.
Yeah, without a doubt, this no-fault divorce idea and concept is no bueno. I don't think it's served us well in retrospect. Laura, one of the questions I often ask people, you know, I've been married for an extended period of time. Okay, what is your secret?
We laugh a lot.
I can tell.
We laugh at each other.
I know. I'm so depressed. You guys depress me so much. I mean, this is the most depressing interview I've ever had. Yeah.
You know, we've always laughed a lot. And sometimes, you know, that laughter has hurt. But we do try and keep, you know, try and keep a positive attitude. And, you know, even, you know, in the midst of what's going on in our world, you know, today, it's, you know, we used to travel the country And that was what our ministry was doing ultimate date nights across the country. And, you know, since March, we haven't been doing those. So, you know, even though times are tough, we try and stay positive and try and encourage couples in different ways. You know, since we can't be in front of them, maybe we can be online and virtually encourage them. And that's just our secret, is just be encouragement to people and to be encouraging to each other.
Well, scripture.
See, everybody else is going to want your name, Lafoon, you know, because that's, you know, that kind of leads into it. But also, I want to segue, speaking of virtual, you've got something coming up this Friday, right, Jay?
We're super excited. We are doing a virtual ultimate date night to kick off your Valentine weekend. It's on Friday night at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we're actually going to be live on stage doing what we do, music, comedy, and fun. We're going to have a small live audience there, COVID restrictions, all that. But we're going to be streaming it live. So couples from across the country can, pardon me,
purchase tickets to be at the ultimate date night from the comfort of their own couch. They can make popcorn.
Exactly.
Sit on the couch with each other and experience an ultimate date night. And if couples are interested, they can get tickets at itickets.com and just search The Wonder of Love.
The name of the ultimate date night is The Wonder of Love. And so if you go on itickets.com, you can look that up. Just $10 a couple. And like Laura said, you can sit in the comfort of your home, laugh, enjoy some great music, and really be inspired to date each other.
Oh, good fun. You know, that question that I asked of you, Laura, in terms of your secret, like I said, I readily ask people, and one time there was a gal, she'd been married 63 years, and I said, okay, what's your secret? And she says, oh, Sonny. She goes, oh, I learned a long time ago, it was better to be loved than to be right.
Wow, that's huge.
How good is that?
That's gold right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, that's one to share this Friday. You can share that with the audience with my gift. And the 63-year-old, not 63-year-old, but the 63-year marriage, you know, with some great, great wisdom. And that's the thing. There's lots of wisdom out there that for some reason, I don't know, you know, that is just overlooked because of our busyness or whatever. Or people think, well, marriage just should be automatic. I mean, you have this big party and this big celebration, and it's life ever after and yada yada and the whole deal. And then, like you say, Laura, you're in the trenches of it, and it doesn't necessarily, you know, run around, you know, quite as smoothly as we expected.
Yes, Matt, you know, couples go through a crisis and they think they're the only ones experiencing it. And that's why it's really important to, you know, obviously date each other, but have a group of friends around you, whether it's a life group or a small group, be involved in a church, to be involved in marriage ministry, take a marriage class, go to a marriage conference, because then you begin to get educated about marriage, and you begin to realize that, you know what, everybody goes through the same stuff. Just like Jay said, money, sex, and in-laws. I mean, those are the big three.
Big trains. I love it. Yeah, exactly.
So, yes, we all go through the same thing.
Well, date night just got a whole lot better. Ultimate Date Night is a romantic keepsake devotional offering 52 fun and memorable date ideas to draw you closer to each other and God, including a unique date experience and varying some cost, romance, and effort. Great stories, as you can tell. I got a little taste of that right now with Jay and Laura. Creative conversation starters. You know, sometimes it's hard to even get a conversation started, but this will give you some great ideas. Why not? Hey, get the upper hand on this, you know, for the sake of your relationship. And may this be the best Valentine's Day ever for you. Jay and Laura Lafoon, thank you so much. And we look forward to the virtual Ultimate Date Night streaming live at thewonderoflove.com, 7:30 this Friday. Thank you for being with us. Take care.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.